We had a couple of people come across lost cargo, washed ashore on the Central Coast. This was yesterday. After those 40 containers, they fell off the APL England.
Not a good idea to go boating today with an angle grinder and a blowtorch, hoping for the best.
No, but Donna from Dumby.
You might find stuff on the beaches. Yeah, Donna from Dumby.
Don. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. What are you calling about?
Well, I was down at Munster's getting my morning coffee, have my walk, and this boy turned up with two Audi bags and his jumper full of surgical masks. He's given them out to all the oldies down there.
Oh, was this yesterday?
Today, this morning.
Oh, this morning.
Turned up with that Audi mask, what, that he found on the beach?
He had Audi bags, two Audi bags, chock-a-block full, and his jumper turned inside out full of the surgical masks, and he's given them to all the oldies. They were really happy.
Yeah. So they were all, hopefully they were all sealed.
Yes. Totally sealed, not wet.
See, Rob was hoping that a container of TVs or videos or something like that, you know, washed up.
No,
get
Paddy.
A few presents ready for Christmas. Well,
one of the regulars down there told the kids that last time there was bridges washed up, so he's pretty happy to try and keep looking for something bigger.
Yeah, so surgical face masks washed up. Yep. That's fun. And that was happening this morning.
Yeah, I said to him, you're all rich now. They're about $5 each. So.
Yeah.
They really did.
And you know what? Good on him for getting down there and handing them out, to those that might need them a little more than he does.
There was one lady going to send them over to her daughter in Singapore because they have to wear them over there.
Oh, it's mandatory, hey?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, for calling this morning, we're going to give you a $100 Freedom Furniture voucher. Absolutely everything's on sale at Freedom. Store-wide, Freedom Furniture, West Gosford. Well done, Don. Good on you. Thanks for that. Yeah, well done. Good on you. And, mate, you were down at the beach. Were you down the beach all day yesterday? You just kept texting me.
I know I was.
Leave me alone.
Well, something extraordinary happened yesterday. Like, I haven't seen this happen before. And I know it happens all the time, I suppose. But they had to drain the lagoon at Wombril because as I was driving along Ocean View Drive there, the water was dead set near lapping at the road.
It was
really high.
Fanging around there.
Yeah, and after all the rain we'd had, anyway, I got down near Wombie and I saw the big excavator just going onto the beach. I thought, oh, hang on, what's going on here? Mm. So I went down, had a look. And
in scenes reminiscent to the entrance channel.
No, this was preemptive. So anyway, they've gone down and started digging it out, and it was fantastic. The guys were down there, and the crowd started to get around. And all the kids turned up with their little boards ready for the channel to be dug out. I got down there and had a chat with Matty Graham from North Avoca, who's one of the lifeguards. Asked him how the lifeguards were helping out.
We're just waiting for the lagoon to get dug out, and then when all the little frothers go out on their surfboards, our job's just to stop them from getting sucked out the back.
When they get spat out, they go a long way out.
Yeah, they go a long way out. I don't know, it's just whether you can get them early enough or not. If not, then you've got to go wait for them out the back.
It's pretty dangerous today, though.
It can be, yeah, for sure. It just depends how deep this guy digs the lagoon out, and then we'll see what happens.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks, mate.
Matty Graham, Northern Avoca.
Oh,
legend.
Great bloke. And his mates, the lifeguards that were down there, about six of them. They were out, actually, with two jet skis off the beach in really savage surf, and they were just out there getting absolutely punished by some of the surf that was coming through on their jet skis, just waiting in case the kids would get sucked away and the jet skis would be
doing
there.
Doing a great job.
Oh, it was fantastic. There was one thing I noticed, though. There was about 10 guys standing there. High-vis gear is a great thing for safety, but with the 10 guys that just stood there in their high-vis yellow and barely moved for the entire three-hour period, it's really obvious when you're wearing high-vis if you're doing stuff all.
Yeah.
It was just very noticeable.
It's cool today. Well done to the guys at lifeguards. Honestly, take it easy. I don't think you'll be out in the surf again today, but well done to them.